Darren joins us with the sport.
Good morning to you, Rachel. The All-Ireland Hurling semi-final lineup is complete following big wins yesterday for Tipperary and Limerick. Limerick progressed to the last four of the championship thanks to a 4-26-1-11 victory. 24 points the difference between the sides in that game. Shane Dowling helped himself to 2-8. Kilkenny are waiting in the wings now in the semi-finals on the 10th of August for Limerick. Tipperary overcame Dublin 2-23-16 points. The tip manager Eamon O'Shea can start planning for a semi-final date against Cork on the 17th of August. John O'Dwyer scored two goals as the Premier won by 13 points.
It's 3-4 against 2 here. It's given up first. Callanan, John O'Dwyer, goal for Tipperary. Callanan to O'Dwyer to the back of the Dublin net. It was a wonderful flick by James Woodlock into John O'Dwyer and bubbles rattled the net. Lovely stick work by Bonamar. Past the 45, make it 20. Going for the 13. He unleashes a shot. Oh, brilliant save by Nolan. Back to bubbles. It's his second goal. And a brilliant finish by John Bubbles O'Dwyer. Tipperary are going to be facing Cork in an All-Ireland Hurling semi-final.
It's a game, it's a funny game. I can't really assess it now. I don't think we're certainly at our best. And I think, I don't know who we're playing now. Is it due to Cork? We're due to play. Well, if we play like that, I don't think we're going to be in the All-Ireland final. So it wasn't a vintage performance. No more, no less.
And finally, John Bubbles O'Dwyer, the goal-scoring hero with two goals.
Did he get two goals? Yeah,
he did.
Oh, I'll tell him about that.
An emotional Eamon O'Shea there, caught up at the moment with Pat McAuliffe, our reporter. I'm joined on the line by RT analyst Eddie Brennan. Eddie, with so much at stake in both those games yesterday in Thurles, are you surprised how flat they were?
Yeah, definitely, Darren. I think a lot of supporters would have come away from that very, very frustrated. To a certain extent, I'm not, I suppose, showing a bit of bias towards Wexford, but I think they probably have a certain amount of excuse, really, because, you know, they had a very taxing couple of weeks, and throw into the mix on top of that, their under-21s won a Leinster title in the middle of all that, and two extra times with Clare in very hot, sticky weather. So I think it was always going to be a huge ask for Wexford to go up there and perform like that, and you know, a fresh Limerick team really... you know, who had their homework done on them. They zoned in on Wexford's game, and they just never allowed Wexford. They just took the life out of Wexford early in that match. And then Dublin, gosh, look, it's you know, it's very frustrating with Dublin to see them so flat. I mean, I can understand the team getting beaten by a better team. I think that's acceptable. But for a team to go out and just not, you know, have a cut, have a go, get stuck in. And I just thought, I was just very disappointed with Dublin, how flat they were, yes. And I think a lot of their bigger players, you know, Conal Keeney, Johnny McCaffrey, you know, lads like that just didn't seem to really, really want it. And if ever a team had a bit of a chip on their shoulder, it should have been Dublin from last year. They felt they should have got to an All-Ireland final, and certainly their body language and their display yesterday didn't show that they were hurting over that.
Yeah, lots of speculation about the future of Anthony Daly. Eddie, let's hear from him. He said that he's hinted he may part company with a side that he's guided to a Leinster and league title and two All-Ireland semi-finals.
I'm a good while there now, and you know, I don't know, you know, we will have to give it long, hard thought, and you know, I suppose everyone involved in that dressing room up there will be thinking about that, but it's just that I suppose you're coming into a game like today, you're not thinking about that, you're thinking about how we're going to win the game, and that's our full focus, so I can make no decisions like that now, you know. There's a couple of weeks ahead there that we can think about things and evaluate the situation. That's what I'll do.
Has he taken them as far as he can, do you think, Eddie?
Yeah, I certainly think so. I think Anthony has probably, you know, brought them as close to the Holy Grail as he's going to get them, and it's disappointing for him because he, you know, he has put in a lot of mileage into them. You know, it's a very taxing job as well for Anthony because, I mean, he's living down in West Clare, like, so it's a good spin up, but it's just, yeah, you'd have to say maybe something new. I'm not sure are this Dublin panel, you know, as strong. When you look at the programme there yesterday, they don't really strike the fear into it that maybe they did last year, the year before. You know, I felt that, you know, they were stronger around 2010. I thought they had a stronger squad there, whereas this year, I think once they had a few injuries, and you could see that with Liam Rush was carrying an injury most early coming into the championship, and it seemed to impact him a little bit. And Danny Sutcliffe, who was their best forward over the last 2 years, was also not fully fit. So, yeah, I'd say myself, the lads up the road in Galway might be keeping Anthony under tabs this week. If the Galway races, they might be keeping a close eye on him. He might even have an interview lined up.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see about that one. Final one for you, out of the two teams that qualified yesterday, Limerick and Tip, which is the best place to push on for an All-Ireland final appearance?
I think both of them are very well placed. I think Limerick are in a great place at the moment. That's the kind of a match that people can say, look, you won't read too much into it because Wexford were very flat on the day, but Limerick bet what was put in front of them. They were sharp, they played with intensity. And if they bring that intensity, if every one of their players bring that intensity against Kilkenny, I think they're certainly in a position to cause, they could well cause an upset there. You'd imagine, look, that Kilkenny will have, you know, the experience and are like a team on a mission. And similarly on the other side, I still fancy Cork. I think that Tip won't be one bit afraid of them. I think they're in a good place after building nicely. They turned the corner amidst a lot of criticism really from within their own county especially. But I'd still fancy the two provincial champions to progress to an All-Ireland.
Okay, Eddie, great talking to you as always. Eddie Brennan there, All-Ireland winner with Kilkenny. In soccer, Dundalk moved 3 points clear at the top of the SSE Electricity League Premier Division. They were 5-1 winners against Bray. It was a big win for the manager, Stephen Kenny, after a very busy week.
You're never quite sure after a European game like that. It can take a lot out of you. But I think the players, after beating Hajduk Split away, even though the disappointment of going out, it was such a big win. You know, to win out there and give the players even more confidence going into tonight, and they showed a great attitude, and it was a convincing win.
Sligo, 2-1 winners against Limerick. Michael Duffy scored a hat-trick as Derry overcame UCD 6-1. Liverpool have completed the signing of Dejan Lovren from Southampton. It's reported that the defender is going to cost them around €25 million. The Galway races get underway at Ballybrick later this afternoon. The action gets underway at 5:10. The feature is the Connacht Hotel Handicap. Dermot Weld has runners in all but one of the 7 races as he starts his bid to be crowned top trainer for the 28th time.
It's always a very exciting week. It's a very enjoyable week, and it's a week that always seems to highlight a lot of what happens in our season. There have been several highlights, you know, Ansar winning Galway plates, and it's just hard to pinpoint one particular one because every win is special. But Gray Swallow's win as a 2-year-old, as my mother bred him and owned part of him, and the way he came up the hill to win the 2-year-old maiden by 10 or 12 lengths that day was a little bit spectacular.
Live coverage of the races on RTÉ television a little later on. Damien McGrain lost out to David Horsey in a playoff for the Russian Open. Both players finished on 13 under. Tim Clark took the honours at the Canadian Open. When he finished on 17 under. Graham McDowell finished just inside the top 10 on 9 under. Bernhard Langer won the Seniors Open Championship by 13 shots. Red Bull's Daniel Ricciardo took the honours at the Hungarian Grand Prix. And finally, Vincenzo Nibali was confirmed the winner of the Tour de France in Paris yesterday. Nicolas Roach was 39th overall, almost an hour and 59 minutes behind the winner.
Thank you very much, Darren.